Tap, tap, tap it up.
Tap, tap, tapping. Tap, tap, tapping. Sit your ass down.
Where's Fred Astaire when you need him?
Nigga, I'm like, I'm trying good not to curse before it's like a full, like, you know, minute in this time. I tried. Mm. But here we go.
Man, I generally fail.
Okay. Well, we've got some things to talk about. So before we get to them, let's get into the first Diddy Bop of the day.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm always ready to jam.
Okay, because this one finna make you get off your feet and move to the beat. Okay, it's gonna make you get up. It's gonna make you wind your hips. It's gonna make you wind your body. Okay, so. Wrong. Let's go.
Y ella no está en ti. Eso está cotizado. Tiene medusa hasta en los panties. Que está pa' darle toda la noche hasta quedarme en ti. Pichea pa' salirle en todas las fotos infraganti. Una mami chica, big booty money. Ya no está en ti. Eso está cotizado. Tiene medusa hasta en los panties. Le gustan las toyas, sete y sones con las besties. Están pa' bellaquear, se aburrieron de los romantic. Una mami chica, big booty, big booty, chica, big booty.
Ay, déjame ver tu panty finito. Baby, esos upper bottom jeans yo te los quito. De ese booty es lo que tengo apetito. Y de lo que quieras, lo que yo te lo invito. Yeah, yeah, so le di. Yes, yo le di. Estábamos en Bajola y se fue conmigo a la suite. OMG, she a Becky G. Super, super free. Pretty thing, culo Cardi B. Diablo, mami, sheesh. Heartbreaker, tú eres una player. División 1 de tu liga, Anker Breaker. I'm el Undertaker, you know I can take it. Abusadora, medio bitchy, se suma y gel. Yeah, si háblame la de ella, she don't give a fuck. Ay, no es su culpa that they fall in love. La nena es difícil, siguen con que verá. Ay, problema tuyo si la envidia. Si ella solo quiere big booty money, ella no está en ti. No usa panticitos si no son Victoria Fendi. Está pa' darle toda la noche hasta quedarme en ti. Pichea pa' salir en todas las fotos infraganti.
Una mami chica, big booty money, ya no está en ti. Eso está cotizado, tiene medusa hasta en los panties. Le gustan las toyas, se trizones con las besties. Están pa' bellaquear, se aburrieron de los romantic.
I am flabbergasted at how great that Diddy Bop just got me and did me make me do my bop. Like, I just, that's, what?
What? I'm so excited.
Yes.
I'm so excited, okay?
That's
going
to be my banger for the summer.
Okay, listen. If y'all know, when I hear somebody, if I hear a voice and I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
Who is that, right? So, somebody who follows me was liking up a bunch of my shit, right? I'm like, what the fuck? Who are you, lady? And what was cool was I went on their page, you know what I mean? Like, went on her page, and she is completely, like, Spanish, like, infusion, whatever thing going on. So, Young Miko was the latest voice that you heard on that song.
Uh-huh.
And this her new joint, that shit cold, okay?
I swear. Man, where's she coming out of?
I mean, you know, Mexico.
I mean, you know, I'll just be curious at the locations, you know, from now and then. So, you know, some people from Miami, some people, you know, like they may still be native to where they from.
You know, I don't know. I'm going to look them up right now, and I'm going to tell y'all. But when we get back there. Welcome to the Ratchet Aunties podcast.
I'm your TT Camille J.
Yep, I'm your TT Aaron. I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
So she's looking for something.
I am. I'm looking for where the frick Young Miko comes from, so I can be a little bit more. See, I was wrong. Puerto Rico.
Hey. Yeah. Yes, I still want to go.
Okay, what's stopping you?
You said what?
I say, what's stopping you?
Oh, what's stopping me? Sorry, my ears weren't like the translation. Woo. from my ears to my brain.
It was going slow.
Yeah, my bad.
She said, you say, huh?
No, nothing's stopping me. Nothing. I just got to plan it.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Put that on my list of things to do as I'm looking for my luxury vehicles.
So many long lists.
I know. I don't even like lists. Why do I have so many? That's a
question that's for herself.
Oh, it is. Sorry, y'all. I'm thinking out loud. Hey, how y'all doing?
Oh, wow. We're definitely talking on a podcast right now.
Sorry.
Hey.
My bad. I got to change locations. Okay, I'm here. Hello.
There's no space for introspection on the spot.
Oh, damn.
It's only space for telling it like it is and going the fuck on home.
Yeah, the way I usually like it.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay, so what's been up with you?
Oh my God.
Why you feel so good?
Girl.
Young nigga, why you feel so good?
Because I am in my body.
Nope.
I am. You know, I feel like the people that are walking around this earth right now are having a lot of out of body experiences. And then when they come back to who they are and they realize, oh shit, I fucked that up a lot. Yeah, nigga, because it was you the whole time. So I'm being present in all the things that I'm doing. And I stumbled across a video earlier today where, oh, it was Big Sean, how he was saying he no longer says that he wants something, because want is an acknowledgement of the lack of. So he uses more decisive words like intentions or
maybe just saying that you have it.
Yeah. Or even just living the way that you see it. So, I mean, so as of late, that's what I've been doing. So I feel damn good.
Okay.
And on top of that, to update you. Okay. Hopefully you guys have also been checking out our other series of Eliminating that is trending right now on TikTok and Facebook. And we didn't even think it would on Facebook because it's Facebook. Weird.
I mean, who knew?
But thank you. We appreciate you.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of y'all. Right. For all the hard work you're doing.
Yes, because it's hard listening. You know, you have to take the time out your day, actually sit down and enjoy the bullshit information.
The bull.
Yeah. You take your time and you take it with us, and we appreciate you. So thank you, and make sure you stay ratchet. But I have been going on the app by itself.
Come on,
you know,
now.
By myself, right?
Because as you guys will see how this series ends, you'll see why the series ends. But also, she's been making strides outside of that to just be herself.
Yeah. Be quite social, you know, and literally just social. So supposedly I have a date tomorrow.
Wow. It would have been fucked up if I pushed the other button.
I know. I was hoping that you did.
I was really trying to fingernails and little command switches. Wild. Okay. Y'all bear with me, which is even funnier.
Okay. You know, they never know what you're going to get.
They don't know. Just wait until I get this other machine back. Oh, ooh, my God.
Yes.
Just you wait. Okay. I got some sounds coming for y'all.
Finger's going to be a switching and twitching. Switch.
Okay. So about your date.
Yeah. So I say it's a supposed date because he was being persistent. And consistent in the conversation, because most of the people start a conversation and never come back to it. So as he,
that be me.
Yeah, me too. Because I mean, shit, who, I ain't glued to it like that. However, you know, he kept the conversation going. He expressed interest outside of the app. I said, okay, cool. You know, asked for my phone number. Cool. I text him, slight conversation, because he was at work at the time. Okay, great. Now he wants to go out. Okay, wonderful. Oh. And then he just keeps it at that. There is no time, location, no nothing. And actually, that was the end of the conversation that day. So, no, that was just yesterday. So today, I still hear nothing from him. So I just say good morning. He says good morning as well. He still doesn't make any mention of the date. I said, oh, okay.
Well, that's because you are goal oriented. Uh-huh. Just hearing it in your story. So ever since there is an acknowledgement of a date or something to look forward to, mm-hmm. you're thinking about that thing because you're thinking about all the things that you would have to do to make sure that you
are prepared.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Men don't think like that. They could think, hey, you know, I want to take you out on Thursday, but it's not necessarily like it has to be this Thursday. It could be like, well, I thought this Thursday, but you know, I ain't really let you know no other thing. So,
I mean, I would think that way, but the message prior to that, he was like, because he was asking me what was I doing that evening, and I was like, yeah. Well, I'll be doing my hair, and then he was like, oh, well, you know, I would love to see you, and I was like, oh, well, I said, well, I don't know you that well for you to see me in my in between stage, so you know, let's just wait. I said, I'm gonna wait till I get some long hair. And he was like, dang, I gotta wait that long to see you. I said, hey, I could be short in the morning and long in the evening. You know, you just never know. Oh, so you switch your hair up that often? Yeah, I do. So I'm thinking that he was anticipating the date because he had said previously, you know, well, you gonna make me wait that long to see you? So, oh, I don't know. Maybe I was being presumptuous. I don't know. However, you still don't say anything today. So I'm like, okay, cool. I was like, yeah. So what did you have in mind, you know, for Thursday? And he was like, oh, well, you know, maybe get something to eat.
Oh, so casual. Cool. Perfect. We got the perfect hair for that.
Oh, absolutely. But the conversation just kind of went dead after that. He says nothing else. And I was like, okay. I was like, oh, so... I was like, are you interested in pool or bowling? And he was like, yeah. I said, okay. I was like, well, cool. Maybe we can add that to the agenda if dinner goes great or something. And he was like, okay, you have a place in mind? I was like, yeah, you know, it's a place over here and you know, this little town over here. I'm like, he was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Cool.
So you just playing the date?
Is that what happened?
Yeah. I said, ask him. What the fuck?
That's
so
hilarious.
That you knew what to wear.
I know.
You in turn go.
Dang, I took the whole mile, huh? I'm gonna get
inches
it.
Inches and miles. I don't know if she knows the difference.
At this point,
like,
I don't think
yardsticks
I do.
Yardsticks are not rulers. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, they not.
No. But it's okay. We'll see. Well, y'all won't see. We'll hear.
Right.
Cause she ain't gonna bring no fucking cameras in there.
Oh, I feel like you was punking me on the radio.
She not gonna bring no cameras, so y'all have to hear
Ooh.
What happens later.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's all. They don't get all of that, you know what I mean? That depend. That's all you. Your exclusives is your exclusives.
You know, at this point in life, my exclusives is everybody's exclusives until I found an exclusive.
But really, I just want to, as long as we know what
Damn.
The fuck is going on here.
I thought I had that one.
No, bruh.
Fine.
Nah, bruh. All right, so let's get into some topics besides this one going on a maybe date that she planned tomorrow. Jesus. Okay, so you put this on here. What the fuck is Handsome Handout?
Okay, so as I was on my scrolls, right, okay. I'm hearing a message where this lady says, y'all always talk about women having pretty privilege. How about the niggas that got handsome handouts? I said, oh.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, so we have those fellas, okay, those gentle fellas who do the bare minimum because you look or have a certain level of quote unquote success, you know, that's undefined for a lot of people.
Power.
Yeah. Yeah.
You look like you got power.
Exactly. So if you are in that position, you do the bare minimum because people always do things for you.
Maybe. It's not really a man trait.
No, it's not. But
men in that position couldn't even have gotten to that position without doing the most.
Yeah.
It just may not be on the same things that women would have done the most with. That's all.
Yeah.
But continue.
Yeah. So she was, you know, basically saying that these men don't have to have any type of level of attainment for themselves because it's going to be upheld by the woman that is going to be seeking the attention of him. So it's just going to be a major role reversal. Mm. But people don't talk about that reversal because it's not as common.
See, and that's what I hate about the media, y'all. Because we see this shit all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's mad niggas who y'all see that girls and you like, how, why he with her?
Right.
It's mad guys like currently that I almost want to say that women specifically holler at because, nah, he just too fine to be with his girl. Yeah. I'm at least better looking than her.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard a little too often from women who don't feel like they shady in any way about that either. Where you have seen a man and you were like, ain't no way, boy. Ain't no way.
Right.
Ain't no way that he marry her. Ain't no way, bruh. And yes, there is a way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it happens a lot. And a lot of times it's it's the women that don't, that give them space. They're not always in their damn face.
And if they are, they're genuinely their true fan.
Right.
You don't want to be his true fan for real. You just want to fuck him so that you can steal another woman's good thing.
Right.
That's fucked up in itself. That you just want to take a part of her happiness. That's fucked up in itself. Like, y'all gotta relax. Because you gotta find your own happiness regardless.
Yes.
Of whoever you see with it. The act in itself of happiness doesn't do goofy ass, shady ass shit. Right? It just don't do it.
Right.
Y'all gotta find the happiness within yourself. So that you don't see somebody else's good thing and be like, she don't deserve that. I'm better than her.
And that thought process within itself is already destructive.
It's so fucked up. I mean, accountability on women's behalf is what we always talk about, except we don't have the whole camera systems most of the time. So that you just got to see us talking about it because we're in a visual world. So you have to see us to judge us.
To see if we're validated enough to make this opinion, because it's ours.
Come on.
And it's either you agree or disagree. And if you disagree and you take the time to try to show the other party why they should agree with you and you come on their platform, really?
Wow. Well, shout out to all the handsome handouts I've given, you know.
Oh, yeah.
To handsome men for just being fine. Okay. Listen, it's not many times that me being a woman, mm-hmm. okay, standing in a line, okay, it's not many times that me being a woman standing in a line is going to allow me to let a man get in front of me. I'm in a line. Like, I'd already feel a way if it was a woman, you know what I mean, regardless, but there it is just so, like, it would never, you would think it would never happen that I'm standing in a line this whole time and then a man gets in front of me, you know what I mean? But what if that man was just so fine?
Right.
That you just let it slide. Like, for some reason, I got to be behind him because he can't see the embarrassment on my face.
Because of how much I'm staring at him. Because
I'm staring at him. Like, if I go in front of him, yes, he could probably look at my booty, of course. But when niggas is that fine, do they even care?
No.
They don't care about shit. That's the way that y'all feel when you see us not giving a fuck. Oh, right. Y'all pretty. Y'all ain't gotta do nothing. The fuck? Yes, I do. But I'm concerned about this over here. Right. So everybody has like that person to them.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Y'all might guess again if a nigga get in front of you. You might be like, wait.
Oh, hell yeah. Because, oh, man, like this one guy bumped into me when I was in the store.
Uh-huh.
Before I saw what he looked like, I already had an attitude because you bumped into me. Because I was already having a day. turned around and saw that man's face, I was like, it's okay. he ain't even say nothing yet. It's okay.
It's all good.
It's okay. I'm sorry. I didn't even see you.
You know what? I am in the way.
Right.
Sir, right you now. Know what? I'm in your way. Okay? If you would like me to be on your way.
All you have to say is yes.
Is yes, okay? The fuck? What are we talking about? Speaking of, like, yes. Uh-oh. Speaking of saying yes, and speaking of some nasty time, you know I got to bring in a couple of sex facts for you guys today.
Please. I always enjoy them.
Holy moly, donut shop. Well, today's messages are brought to you by Dry Sided. Okay. And the reason being is because why do we have to go over rules for pussy eating?
Oh my God.
8 pussy eating mistakes.
Yes. Please.
You should fucking avoid starting today. Okay. 8 box licking, vag grabbing. Okay. Tongue thrusting mistakes y'all should avoid.
On the vagine.
On the poopa. Okay. So the first mistake. The first mistake is actually using your teeth.
Oh my God.
Why do we have to say that out loud? Like, this should definitely be assumed and adhered to.
Right. And if you don't understand that, try to tug on that little piece of skin that's connected with your top lip and your top gum. Like, tug on that. Like, try to bite that.
Oh my God. Just because it's called eating pussy doesn't mean you actually eat it.
No, you don't.
I say it with a question mark because what the fuck are y'all doing?
Why
do I have to be so literal with you? I really wish I went back and taught sex ed, but I try to do it with adults. That's the whole point of peace and porn. But I am flabbergasted that y'all really think eating pussy means with your like whole mouth and teeth. That's
wild.
Woo. Okay. Stay away from teeth unless that is something that she is into, but do not ever bite down seriously because that skin is thinner than you think. Okay.
Oh, that just
abrasions have ease.
Made me cringe.
Suck, like lick, nibble, all of that. That's in a green zone. Biting, consent, and no.
Right. And also, it may be a little consent with the sucking too, because don't oversuck. Oh God.
See, that is actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I skip you?
You did. That's actually number 3. Okay.
My bad.
Because if you're only paying attention to the clit, you are a sadist, sir. I understand we're trying to tell you where it is. I understand we've talked about it a lot. You know what I mean? Everybody's like, yeah, you find a clit? Find a clit. Here's a fucking pussy diagram. Now point to me where the clit is. The fact that we, you know, I appreciate everybody figuring it out. Like, oh, yay. Okay, so that's a clit. It is extremely sensitive. If we always say that a dick is just a pussy that fell out.
Yeah, because it's literal.
Your tip of your dick. Mm-hmm. Is our clit, okay? If I were to suck on the tip of your dick, it would actually feel great, right? Until that's the only thing I'm doing, and now the tip of your dick is like, ow.
Yeah, because it's overstimulation.
Ow. It can be irritated. It can feel like burning. Ugh. It can feel like stinging.
Ugh.
That is a cause to stop, because what does it trigger your body into? UTIs.
Yeah.
Triggers your body into fight or flight. And you don't want to expel any endorphins other than the happy ones. You know what I mean? The sexy ones. But I'm going to go back to number 2 because we skipped that. Okay. Number 2 is not enough foreplay.
Oh my God, yes.
The issue is, yes, I understand that you assume that eating pussy is foreplay, except it's sex. if it were only foreplay, then lesbians would have no sex at all.
Right.
Pussy eating is the sex. It is a form of sexual intercourse. Something is entering the course, okay? Of motherfucking sex. You par for the fucking course, which you did, okay? So if we're there with women, you have to understand that we can deal with just getting our pussy ate.
Yeah.
We don't have to have, like, penetrative sex. Some women don't even come from penetrative sex.
Wow.
That's not to sneeze.
That's wild. I couldn't imagine. I mean, but you wouldn't know what you're missing if you never had it.
Also, if you don't know how to make yourself come, if you don't know what it takes to get yourself there, then how the fuck would you know to tell somebody, nope, not that.
Right.
It's definitely a personal experience, and it's definitely only gonna be experienced by you. You know what I mean? Like, that no foreplay thing, we can nip this shit in the bud right now. Hey guys, foreplay does not start in the bedroom, in the room that you finna have sex in at all.
Come on.
Foreplay is before playing. If you in the room already, if you on the couch already, if you at the movies, at the restaurant, at the club already, the four is no longer playing. It is just playing. Okay? You about to fuck. That's how anybody can do that. But the foreplay is the conversations beforehand. Yeah. Is the things that you're listening to beforehand. It is the revving up of the fucking engine. That's the problem with women in the first place. Okay? Women, out of all the people in the world, women barely even like warm up their car. They just literally get in the car and go. So if a woman knows what the fuck getting in the car and just going will do to her fucking engine after she had it for a year and a half and that shit just sounded like putt-putt, that's what her vagina's gonna sound like. Putt-putt.
Yeah.
And again, what happens from not warming it up? Abrasions. Because you didn't stretch skin that had no moisture.
Oh.
So now you wonder why. Oh, it's things when I pee and it's not a fucking STI at all.
Right. It's just dry skin.
Dry fucking skin because he went in raw.
Oh.
And raw don't always mean without a condom.
Oh.
He just went in raw without warming up the oven. You can't do it.
Right.
Okay. It is an oven. We actually are like very hot inside of our bodies. On the inside, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you got to actually preheat that thing. All right.
Preheat your puss up.
Preheat the puss up.
Push oven.
Yes, please. All right, number four. Oof. All right, so we're talking about things like foreplay. Who don't do that? What's included in that? What's foreplay? What's not? Guess what else y'all doing wrong with pussy eating?
What?
Y'all ain't using y'all hands. How are you in front of a glorious vagina? And you basically just sit on your hands. Why are you not touching the body that belongs to the vagina?
Right.
Why are you not using your hands? Like, this is not, oh, sports sex. She's sucking my dick with no hands. Like, okay. It's not that with pussy eating. You have to continuously, like,
yeah,
move around. Like, and also not at the same time. Like, stick to something. I don't know.
Be graceful.
Nigga, number five. Going too fast. My nigga, slow down. Your grace is not showing.
Yeah.
All right? You are not a vibrator. You should stop trying to be one.
Yeah, because
you're a human man.
Yeah, and in actuality... Oh, never mind. I'll wait till you're done.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You a human. All right.
And the that's reason, okay.
The reason that woman wanted you to eat their pussy is because you're human.
Yes.
Otherwise, they would have gotten a vibrator. I don't need you to be the vibrator because we own one of those. I need you to be the human. Use your fucking hands and slow the fuck down. All right. Number six, don't fucking stop too soon either. Okay. Oh. Like I said, you can do all of that. And, you know, we finally get you to slow down. And you know how y'all get excited. When you notice us getting excited.
Yeah.
Then y'all start rushing the process. And no, did nobody tell you to just stop when she's like feeling something, if she's moving with you in a rhythm, do not change what you're doing unless you are prepared to start back at zero.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 7. Stop changing the rhythm when she about to orgasm. That goes all in one. Like, I think all of them last ones is like,
yeah,
they all go together and real bad. Listen. Real bad.
Mm-hmm.
They go together.
Yeah.
Slow the fuck down. Use your hands. Don't stop. And then, what the fuck? Don't, what? I said, don't stop that. Don't just go and do something else.
Oh,
that's
man.
Crazy. What yeah. are we doing? Keep that going at that rhythm and you'll be good.
Yeah.
You'll be good.
That's why the right there is always on time.
That's the reason why we say it.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, this one, I feel like this shouldn't even have been 8. This shouldn't even have been on the list. But if you ask in too many times, you about to come. Are we adults? I don't think this should have been on the list. Because we're adults. And the only reason he should be talking to you like that is, or he or she should be talking to you like that, is when y'all have some other sort of kink play going on, i.e. dom sub type of situation. Because if you just asking this random girl who you met at the Starbucks to fuck and she chose to fuck you, please do not ask that girl, is she about to come unless you prepared to. What? Why? What does that mean? What are you going to do?
What, you want to catch it with your face?
You want to catch it with a baseball mitt? Like, you want to go and find a glove real quick and catch it? A cup? Babe, you about to come. Not anymore. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, my God. Speaking of things that you shouldn't say, if you a regular nigga and you always say good girl, stop that shit. If you a regular nigga, I'ma say again, and during sex, and you say good girl, stop that shit. Okay.
Some of y'all ain't daddies and it's showing.
Man.
Like, some of y'all got kids and your fathers.
Mm-hmm.
But some of y'all ain't daddies and it show.
Yeah.
It show. Your son is showing. The son in you is yeah. showing. Not the daddy.
All you bitches is my sons.
And I'ma go and get some bibs for them, nigga.
I'm just saying.
Couple formulas.
Yeah. Sorry. No, you good.
Sorry.
No, because I ain't know the words, because I would have did the shit too.
Ooh, if I had a dick, I would pull it out and piss on him.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if you're not ready for that entire conversation, men, don't try to open that door.
Close the daddy door is what she said.
Yeah.
Damn, daddy door. Daddy door be closing. It's okay. It's mad daddies out here.
It is.
I know mad daddies. Mm. Not my daddies. Like, I got a daddy. I got a pop. Okay. And I got a daddy. You know what I mean? So.
For any of those listening, I am taking applications for daddies.
She's not. You are not. You do not want to be a daughter, nigga. You don't want to be a daughter. You might want to be a mama, though. What? We might be getting into a new era.
You know, I have always had the interest of
bad bitch on the bar. Alien superstar, nigga.
Yeah, I always wanted a whip. I don't know what the popping noise was. That was
for me, it was the moan after the pop.
Oh, I didn't even realize I did it. Oh.
Yeah. Sorry, y'all. I know y'all didn't sign up to be a part of the sex hotline.
None of that.
Shit.
My bad.
Damn.
Okay, I'm back again.
Damn. Let's talk about some safer sex methods. Okay, so we've been hearing about a lot of you guys stealthing out here, right? Crazy enough. We talked about stealthing, right?
What? You see the confusion on my face.
That's why I stopped. Something in me said, stop. Explain stealthing. Uh-huh. So, okay. So we've talked about it before, y'all. But to reiterate, stealthing is when you are sleeping with a partner who has a penis. They put on a condom of sorts in front of you, or you hear a condom wrapper. But in the midst of sex, they remove or never had it on.
Yeah.
That is what stealthing is, right?
Gotcha.
I have been stealthed before. Yeah. You know.
Me too.
She's been stealthed before. What we are saying is, we know that it's an action. We want you guys to stop that shit. But will you? I don't know what's it gonna take, you know? May take a new bitch. May take a nigga. Whoever. Right. Whatever it takes you, it may take death. I don't know. But whatever it does take you, or however long it takes you, just know that we are advocates for not doing that shit, okay?
Right.
Stop doing that shit. So, I was on the little internets, and I heard about this guy, not only stealthing, not stealthing, he used the condom.
Mm-hmm.
Why did man dem use condom ting, then remove condom ting, and go see another girl, put condom ting back on?
No, he didn't.
And use condom ting for another woman?
No.
How, Sway?
That is so disgusting.
Then, when questioned about that, this nigga go, I mean, ain't it the same as like using like a sex toy, you know what I mean, or your girl and then on somebody else? And somebody like, you gotta clean it, bruv. And then he was just like, ..
Oh my God.
Ladies, check your sex toys. Okay? Check your sex toys.
Whether that be a person or a toy.
Right now. Go to your drawer, closet, whatever the fuck you gotta go to. Get your sex toys and go and boil them right now.
Yeah.
That's what I need y'all to do.
Oh.
Just go boil them. Not saying that your person is gonna take it and use it on somebody else. But just for the simple fact that, you know, did you clean them today? You know, let's just
right. Or even
just go clean them.
Or even after your last use, because sometimes you know you get tired.
Just go clean them.
Yeah.
Please clean your sex toys. Thank you. This nigga's an imbecile.
That was a great PSA.
I'm just saying.
And I don't. That's disgusting.
I mean, yeah.
You can have a plethora of different bacterial infections because. That is crazy.
I mean, what's great is most sex toys are made from like antimicrobial things. So it's not going to be stored in your toy unless you are not cleaning it.
Right.
Because then it's you and whatever is living on top of it.
Right.
Like, it's still you. It ain't coming from the toy. Unless, check your toys. Y'all be buying toys from wherever the fuck. Y'all might have to start getting more expensive with y'all vaginas.
I wish you would.
Might want to get more expensive with your dicks.
Please do, because that is the portal of everything. You know, ladies, everything lives or dies through your vagina.
It comes out in there, you know.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Oh. And drink water, ladies.
Men.
People.
Children,
water, just drink it. I've heard so many adults say how they don't like water, and how do you like something that literally has no taste?
Why do you need everything in it for you to drink what's in your body? Like, I'm so confused about that. I can understand people not under, like, people looking at me weird when I'm like, no, I can do nothing but vegetables, and everybody's like, you don't want no sweet, you don't, like, we've had that conversation. You just like, wait, no, I could do only savory for the rest of my life and not even flinch, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I can taste the difference in all waters.
Oh yes, definitely. There are some that are salty, some that are that taste like a tap water. There's
for sure.
There's others that are heavier, like more dense than the other waters.
For sure.
Some of the alkaline waters, which are not really alkaline. Some of them, they just taste cleaner.
It's just about, you know, you got to know your body. even if it don't work for you today, it may work for you later, but water will always work for you. There is nothing in your body that water cannot move. Actually, outside of the body, water is powerful as shit. Waterful. Okay.
It's waterful.
It is waterful. That might be the name of my water.
Yeah, I like that.
Anywho, it's powerful as shit. Okay. Yeah. It can be calm and you can float in it, or it can be extremely treacherous and break bricks and steel and concrete. It can deteriorate everything.
It's the only ingredient that's in everything.
Except corn. Because whatever the fuck's in that, it's not real.
No, I don't understand
corn
that.
Corn is just not real. Oh my God. Let me tell y'all a quick story time. Story time. Here you go. So, back when I was a young person, I was like 12, 11, 12, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my mother had gotten remarried, okay, to this terrible, terrible addict, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing about this addict, okay? He did the same thing every day, okay? And by the same thing every day, I mean he literally made a T-bone steak and corn every day.
Like those were the only two things?
T-bone steak, corn. Like,
was it whole corn?
Stalk.
Okay.
Okay. And he would eat like two cobs. But steak, corn. Okay.
So much. His poor intestines.
So much so that I hated corn for like 10 years. I don't know. It was maybe 15 years I didn't eat corn. For like 15 years, I didn't eat corn after that. That shit was crazy. But it was genuinely that. It was like...
crazy.
It was like, oh shit. I don't understand, again, how I didn't pay attention to my food traumas and who they're attached to. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's interesting.
But that nigga was terrible. He really, really made beef stew really well. Okay, the beef stew that I tell you about?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That's where I got that recipe. You know, evil, horrible human. However, beef stew, fantabulous, okay? Took it and made it for my people.
And that's funny because I used to come in from high school and I would make a whole can of corn and just eat the can of corn, add a little flour in it, put some butter, some chives.
Did you ever make corn casserole?
I've never made it, but I love the taste of it. It's so good. Girl, when I tell my ex-husband's family, baby, when I tell you his grandma used to make that motherfucking, what they call it? It wasn't, they didn't call it corn casserole. They called it something else. But tow that shit up. Tow it up.
Trina make that.
Do she?
She do.
Hey. Hey, see, Trina, I'm coming for you.
I was about to say, that's a person. Now, that's a person who you can call and be like, so when can I get the mac and cheese? You know what I mean?
Indeed.
Like, okay, so we talking about it. So, niggas. Dear niggas, right?
Mr. and Mrs. Niggas.
Y'all know. Mr. and Mrs. Niggas. When y'all are trying to, like, go out into the world and date, right? It's a thing that, you know, you put on. It's not a persona, but an ego that you put on, an mm-hmm. air, a confidence, whatever.
Right.
It's something that you put on. What was amazing to me is seeing single you not be different from relationship you.
For real?
No, it's not. It's... you were awkward with your partners, and that's funny. You know what I mean?
Because
they also were awkward, so it was just kind of like a thing. But to see you do it now, and we're trying to get you on this zhuzh thing, you know what I mean? So she outside, you know what I mean? She just looking free and happy and, you know, all those things that everybody wants to be, you know?
Indeed.
You can tell when goodness or light, when the light walks into the room, you can tell.
Right.
Right. So she just be doing her thing. And these niggas be like, that sound. That's as much drool is coming out of their mouth. Like it's sloppy toppy by the mouth from a man dim. Like you see it.
It was so descriptive.
You see it, right? And she sees none of it.
Nope.
Not a damn thing.
I don't, because that's not the way I operate.
It's not. And we appreciate that. But she still be doing this and then be like, oh, I just asked them, you know, just something. And I'll be like, well, what did you ask? And then she'll tell me what she asked. And I'll be like, no, they think that's a solicitation. Like, no. And she's like, wait, what? So I'm like, nah, you can't do that to everybody. Yeah. So I know y'all have experienced that where it's like you done put that shit on, but then you got to like backtrack how much you done put that shit on. And you like, oh, shit, I ain't even mean it.
And that happens to me way too often. Damn. Like way too often. It just happened last week. Just last week, y'all. I mean, I don't, now I can say this. I don't understand how I get into the situation because I don't go into it the way that they do.
Okay, I will accept the validation of you not going into it that way.
Right.
But once you into it, yeah, you gotta be like, hey, like,
no, but see, and that's the thing.
Hey, I meant it.
That's when I started getting my moonwalk on because I finally realized what they doing. I'm like, oh shit, that ain't why I'm here. No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no.
Yeah.
No.
And that's what happens in my head when I finally realize what they're doing. And I'm just like, damn, I'm just having a regular conversation. But the whole time you are like fucking me in your head. And I just, wow.
See, you know what? This is why I say you need to walk into a room assuming everybody is trying to fuck you. Work your way backwards.
Work your way backwards.
You know?
Wait.
Work your way backwards.
I don't know. That I don't know. That sound, will that work? Will that ideology work for me? Look, I can't even say it. Mm-mm. Look, I didn't bit my lip trying crazy. To say it. Oh,
it's not for everybody. I get it. It's a wild aspect, especially me saying it because
yes, ma'am.
Y'all know if it's me, like I be chilling, like dead ass. I be uncomfortable as fuck in my like shit majority of time. Like
really,
the only thing that I'm comfortable in is me. Like me,
you know what? Whole time
when I have to feel like, ugh, like, y'all, I had on the shortest of shorts last week. Like, swear,
and she looked so good.
God, they were pantalones. They were panties.
They were pantalones cortos.
Cortos. Okay. Cortos. They were panties. Okay.
However, okay, I understand that she may not have felt confident. Or as confident as she wanted to feel.
Yeah, hell no.
But she would look damn good. Because when it was her turn to get up there on that stage to host, the way the women looked at her like was like, oh my God, I wish I could have that shape.
I wish I could be confident enough to walk up there like that. I was like, I ain't got no fucking choice. It's my friend's birthday.
Right.
As soon as I put that shit on, I knew I was late anyway. So I'm like, nigga,
I ain't got time to change.
Nigga, I'm stuck.
Right. She like, hey, TT. I said, yay. So, these shorts, I said, you wearing them? She said, yep, because I ain't got time to change. I said, well, you look damn good, though. And then we was on the way out the door.
We just had to go. Okay, we had to fucking go. And I was like, yo, bruh, this is not. Okay,
right.
I would have preferred them at least like 2 inches shorter. At the least, yes. My nigga.
Yeah, I feel you.
The least.
No, but I will say that you gave me a boost of confidence, okay? Because my punk ass would have been like, no, I need somebody's sweater because I'm going to tie it around my waist.
See, even with that, right? Even with that. So I have to host the show.
Exactly.
And I get to the stage, right? She's like, come on up here, girl. So I walk on the stage. And one, when I walked in, I had on a coat, right? But my shorts are still short as fuck, and my jacket does not cover my butt. So I wasn't paying attention. And then when we sat down, I had to take off my coat. And then I felt the real, like, even though that shit didn't even cover my butt the whole time when I walked in, nigga. It didn't cover my butt. Man. And so I'm like, oh, shit. Shit. I got to go up on the stage. As soon as I get on the stage, the homie, like, not even somebody who trying to, like, toss it up with me, ever flirted with me, nothing like that. The OG. This nigga go, you ain't got on no coat? So you just ain't gonna have on no coat. I was like, nope. And I had to apologize to my mama and grandma up there. Like, hey.
Hey, it is what it is. Now
I didn't know. So, like, one, I didn't know. So I didn't try it on in the store. Again, that was the thing. We went to the store.
Yeah.
You were like, oh, I'm going to get this shirt because I don't like my shirt.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And I think, I don't even know. Did you get the shirt? You didn't get the shirt. You ended up getting some shoes.
I did.
We were like, okay, well, maybe it's because the shoes thing. So we got the shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, well, I like this. And I like this other outfit that I have in my hand. I wasn't planning on wearing the other outfit at all.
Yeah.
Like, anytime soon. But when both of y'all was like, oh, shit, no, it's shorts. Like, you ain't say. Like, I thought it was just, oh,
shit. Thought it was just a jacket. Hey, yeah, so she's holding it in her hand, and we thought it was just a jacket. We didn't know it was a full romper.
I knew it had shorts on it, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be cute. Nigga, that was panties. I didn't know it was panties. And I'm very thankful for good friends and my wonderful, wonderful partner who definitely, if I need, will knock anybody out on my behalf. But it just... That in itself was like least of my concern. I was so concerned with everybody else. Like, y'all gonna see this ass. Like,
right.
Over me showing my ass. It was like, I am just so sorry. I am just putting all this ass in your face. I am sorry.
And that is,
I know y'all didn't expect this from me.
And this and this is what I want to get out of the habit of is how is it acceptable on the beach? It's acceptable in certain areas, but it's not acceptable in these
Chicago,
areas.
Illinois.
Yeah.
Michigan. Yeah. Indiana. St. Louis. Iowa. Idaho. Why is it not safe for us to do it? Why is this only something that's acceptable? You said on the beach. In warm weather states like California, it's acceptable there.
Right.
Why is it acceptable in New York where it's all these different cultures? Well, yeah, because all of these different cultures are islanders too. So it's accepted there. They come from warm climates.
Yeah.
In the Midwest, though, if we put anything on, right, that is not the typical bubble coat, heavy boot, or Air Force, or no, just any type of Jordan or LeBron.
Jeweled teddy bear shirts.
Big sweater. With extremely puffy lettering, big leather jacket, extremely puffy leather.
oh, feathers around the hood on the leather coat.
Oh, big fact. We gotta have a big ass muff, but not real muff, like anything but actual fur.
Right.
Anything but. Everything but.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't actually dress with an expression that is not the norm without y'all thinking something, which again, for me, I'm a performer, I'm an artist, so that's the privilege that I have, that one, y'all don't see me, so excuse me. One, you don't see me, but when you do, I can make an experience, you know what I mean, when you do.
Right.
So I knew, okay, I have to put some shit on.
And
I gotta sing. So at some point, you know, the performance part is always gonna take place on, all right, is this a show outfit or is this a regular day outfit? Is this a costume or is this a regular day outfit?
Right.
Is this just me or is it the character? Like, you have to figure out all of those things. And I think only creatives are allowed to do that.
Absolutely.
You've always been a creative. You should have always been allowed to do that, but not every creative gets that opportunity.
Right.
You know, but you got it now, so.
And I am so fucking happy.
Lose yourself in the music moment.
Oh, know? Yeah. Because my big boots are coming.
Oh my god, this one, did you buy them?
Not yet, but because I'm still trying to pick out the perfect pair. And it's so funny because I'm in the mall with your favorite nephew, and this little nigga asked me, are you emo? I said, are you really?
Yeah.
I said, well, if you want to have a definition for it, then yes. Mm-hmm. I've been this way your whole life. You're just only recognizing it now.
It's like, because you didn't really dress like what I thought it was, so I didn't know.
Right.
Again, people's dress, form of dress, is an expression.
It is.
And we should be allowed to express ourselves.
Man.
However, there's a stylish way to express yourself. I understand y'all want to feel good about some things. However, there's a way to not look like it's a costume. For your regular life, like, you know what I mean, like certain.
Oh, but see, but that's even funnier too, because I feel like people don't know when to tuck in their character. They're the character all the time. They're the imposter. Like, they are literally the character the whole time.
I mean, I get it, but you know, in the terms of fashion, where y'all are buying shit that I know for a fact is picked for you, you know what I mean, as far as where you live.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is picked for you. There are buyers who come and buy based off of the demographics of the area,
right?
So if they're picking these things for you, at the very least, okay, I need you to not step so above and beyond yourself and you ain't got nowhere to land. Like, there's a such thing as runway fashion, which is avant-garde. And then there's ready to wear. That is, after we show you all the fun things that are in my brain, now I will show you what you can wear. Also from my brain, but that is like the toned down version of this art piece that I showed you. You can't wear right. my art piece like that. Like, yeah. Everybody can't just buy that piece.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's not functional.
Nigga. It is not.
But then again, you know, we're asking dysfunctional people for functionality.
I just want y'all to buy stuff that makes sense. Like, I can give y'all a bunch of shit to buy that, you know, that makes sense. I hope. You know what I mean? Like, I've been watching y'all. I hope it makes sense to you, because I've been watching. It kind of makes sense to me that you buying some dumb shit. Like,
okay.
Let's just not buy that dumb shit.
How about, I didn't realize that one of the ladies in the group that I was associated with, I didn't per se, whatever. I was in the group, whatever. But she was the youngest woman that I have met that used to be like the version of the old women who used to always order stuff off the Home Shopping Network.
Okay.
She would always order something every week.
Okay.
Just cause. And like, it'll be small stuff, like a portable blender. And you don't even drink smoothies. Like, it would just be things.
Thanks, Amazon.
Okay. But it would just be things that just, it didn't make any sense to have.
Yeah. Just buying. Just a consumer. I appreciate consumers.
Me too. But, well, I'm also probably functioning from the other side of my brain, because I'm usually the manufacturer.
Come on.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean.
Wow.
Y'all know. Parable number, all of them. Okay.
Are you the buyer? Or are you the maker? Meet your maker. Sorry.
Wow.
That was...
Morbid. Welcome to my side of life.
I just...
Wow. What a job.
That is hilarious.
Yo, I just want to say, right? In a quick segue. I think anybody who's lived with other people in your home, you've had to like deal with these things. But I wonder, when does it stop, right? Like, do y'all like people with roommates, real quick, do y'all like listen when people are having sex?
Yes.
Like, are you listening?
I felt some type of way. I'd be like, is it wrong for me to put my ear on the wall so I can hear better? Or should I put my earbuds in and mind my business?
It's so funny because, like, sometimes I'll just, like, go out and sit on the couch. You know what I mean? Right. The other day, I made food. Like, I cooked a full meal and just sat.
Oh.
Funny as hell. Okay.
It's even funnier because I wonder if, like, if it ever occurred. Probably not. It doesn't occur to the people having sex. Like, hey, oh, hey, I wonder if anybody's listening. And because then I'm thinking in my head, if I'm the person having sex, like, so do I muffle my sound because there's other people here, or do I just let this shit go because we in here being grown? Like,
you know what? I will even open this to friends and couples who go on group trips. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Y'all out there, real quick, right? And I only say friends and couples because friend trips exist, right? But I'm not talking about necessarily girls trips because we know what go on the girls trips. Yeah. Okay. I'm saying when it's mixed couples and people there regardless, you know what I mean? Not people you just met and you like, ooh, slide. Like, right. Not them, right? Y'all be listening? I know y'all be listening. That's what I'm saying. It should be the same forever. Like, I don't know when y'all gonna stop. Like, you know, we don't do that to parents. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's nasty.
We don't do that to parents. But, like, if it's a sibling and you heard your sibling fucking, oh, my God. I wish I had, like, my phone available because it was on the charger. I was like, man, I wish I had my phone because then I would use it as a voice note. And then that would have been a perfect intro to a song. Like, it was like,
that is hilarious.
It was like, oh my God. Come on, soundbite. No, just me.
No.
Got it.
That is hilarious. I'm just thinking back to just, it was just a flood of memories that happened. It was so much. I just, wow.
Shouts out to that, man. Shouts out to the actual group sex people. Shouts out to the lifestyle people. I don't know if I actually should shout y'all out, though, because sometimes y'all out here blurring the lines, okay? Yeah. Lifestyle just mean y'all out here just trying to fuck somebody. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Just like if you weren't just out here just trying to fuck, you still got to talk to people normally. Like,
yeah,
the lifestyle should only be the implied, like the implied, they already know sex is a possibility. Like, that should just be the apply, like the implied, but the applied knowledge to that is you got to, like, talk to people normally.
It's still a relationship.
You still got to, like, treat people like people, like,
yeah,
it's not just who all here trying to fuck me. Whoa,
hold on there.
No one now. You're scaring the bitches. No one would like to fuck you. Whoever wanted to fuck you beforehand, I'm questioning them. Can you bring them in for counseling? Also, it's a lot of, I need y'all to understand also, every therapist is not a family or relationship counselor. And so telling your therapist about couples therapy or seeking couples therapy from your personal therapist is ill-advised. And that should also be, like, a thing y'all should stop doing. And then, because I only saw it because the other day I saw some people, like, asking about relationship help and how they weren't able to get it from their therapist. And that's because they therapist dealing with you.
Right. Like,
that's a specialty to go to somebody who does relational therapy because they're dealing with just couple behavior pattern. Y'all should already be working on you, but more than likely that's like a lost or a last
last resort
for a lot of couples. So, you know, figure it out. But,
well, you know, everybody, tarot readers and therapists, ooh, and self-help, ooh, gurus and, Yeah.
Ooh.
Introspection journalist.
Ooh. I write poetry, and you know that helped me find, you know, new light and new life in myself. There's not enough organizational anything that is gonna get you out of the habit of being you.
Right.
So whatever it take for you to feel some peace about your bullshit.
Yeah, so the biggest part that I'm going to say is the part that you're running from, that's going to be the part that defeats you.
I missed all of that. Say that again.
The part that you're running from about yourself, that's going to be what defeats you.
All right.
You always running.
Running.
Not going to stop.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good parable.
Now,
oh yeah,
because even with my own journey, it was parts of me that I didn't want to identify with, but it was me. Even though I didn't like it, that was still me. I still chose to do those things.
Damn.
And people never want to admit that about themselves. That's why it's so easy for them to point it out in other people.
Damn. Niggas.
Yeah.
Well, shit.
So for whoever wants to come for me, you don't have to, because I already did it.
Damn, dog.
Yeah, 2023 gonna be different for me.
Damn, dog.
Yeah.
Well, I love to hear it. And what I don't love to hear, whatever the fuck has been going on the internet today. What were you talking about earlier?
Oh, with Whoopi Goldberg?
What the fuck?
Yeah, when she said that someone was being gypped by the court or something like that, so she had to apologize because it was offensive to the gypsy community. So, of course, everything, I always go to the comments when it comes to things like this. And the comment that resonated with me was, I didn't even realize that hold on brain, I'm sorry y'all, I had a whole brain fart, what the origin of the word was. So everyone was just thinking that it was just a slang terminology,
yeah, for thief, like a gypsy.
That, yeah, I don't know, but yeah, so I didn't know that it originated from the word gypsy. I just thought it was just kind of like one of those things, like, oh, I was just joshing around type thing. Like, it didn't mean anything.
Whole time Josh is around the world like, no, Arthur Fist.
Right. I don't want, oh no, I'm serious.
I'm not kidding. Right. My name, stop. Yeah. I'm sorry to all the Joshes in the world.
I'm just saying.
On the behalf of the English language, hey, we're kind of racist, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
Except for that, oh man, it was a guy named Josh Finger. It was so bad. Oh, yes.
Finger?
Yes, his last name was Finger. He was such a cool dude, man. Cool dude. But, he had a nice little, he had a little juicy booty because he was on the baseball team. Had dimples. And blue eyes. Josh came in winning all the hearts of all of the girls. Black, white, Hispanic, Chinese. All of the girls wanted Josh William Finger. Yes, that's his real name. Hey, Josh, how you doing? I know you're probably never listened to this, but you were so fan back then. I wonder what you look like now.
Are you going to give him the pussy now?
Nah, I think he married. I got morals.
Are you going to give him the pussy now?
No, I'm just saying hi.
Boo.
Whatever. That was my dude. Okay. We was cool.
I mean, well, speaking of cool, so I want to bring out the topic of Angela Bassett first.
Oh my God.
Okay, here's the thing, y'all. I hope y'all understand. The Oscars are white, yes. I get it. But the picture that I saw, the Oscars, was niggas, okay? Y'all
it
didn't
was.
Let the niggas in. Thanks to the slap of Willard, okay? The niggas now feel comfortable in a place where, hey, if shit can go down, it can go down.
I'm gonna be there.
I can handle that. It put real niggas on alert. They said, I will be there at the next one.
Yeah.
The fuck you talking about? Somebody gonna get slapped this time?
Angela Bassett did the thing.
Angela Bassett did the thing. And unfortunately, she ain't do enough.
According to them.
According to them. But also, according to... Black Panther is a Marvel movie. It's a Marvel movie, y'all. Her role is never going to be greater than a complete drama, like, fully awarded movie. It's just not. We're talking about two different things. I understand. She pulled on your heartstrings. Mm-hmm. She, Angela Bassett, she does this in every fucking movie.
Yeah.
She's great. She's already been great. She's good, y'all. She good.
So are you saying that people are looking for things to be upset about?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Selective anger?
Yes.
That sounds familiar.
Yes. Him too. Selective outrage looking nigga. All you. Y'all.
Thal.
All of y'all, them, they. It's terrible. It's terrible. Let these people win this shit and go on with their fucking life. She's going to make another movie that's going to be also incredible.
Exactly.
Y'all are not going to be like, Angela Bassett did the thing. That's all y'all going to remember.
That's it. That and the people trying to look around Tim's dress. Look like they was trying to in the middle of Where's Waldo. Like, okay, if I move to the left strategically, maybe I could
beautiful.
See. Oh yeah, she killed that shit.
She looked beautiful. And Janelle Monáe, chef's kiss.
Oh my, that woman,
gorgeous,
is gold dust in gorgeous. A human form.
I don't think she's a human.
No, I said human form. She's like, she's just
that ain't even human form. I don't know what the fuck
the body.
The archangel that is. The archandroid. Jeez. I'm sorry, Janelle Monáe.
So gorgeous.
She's so fucking pretty. I stared at her picture for a little longer than I should have.
But who said?
So
who said
pretty.
That? Who said that it was too long?
It was too
Maybe
long.
Maybe it wasn't long enough.
I had shit to do. It was too fucking long.
Hey, that's you were
I was
enamored.
Just stuck. Like, God enamored. Damn, you were so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all see her? She's pretty.
Gorgeous.
What are you guys doing? She's so pretty. Hey, you want to see something pretty?
I was too busy looking at that hip bone. I said, man, that is a chiseled belly. All right, don't eat that sandwich.
I was just like, you know, you fucking women, that's
wait, well,
you know,
so what's the giveaway?
Well, with her,
yeah,
her bitch next to her.
Well, outside
her girlfriend
of that. Besides
her
the
girlfriend, the hats, the hat choices, yeah, it's giving a little. If anything, it's giving pansexual, but it's honestly it's giving lesbian.
Huh?
She dressed like Ellen, but just fine because she black.
But she wears dresses though.
Yeah, now when we see her.
That's true.
I'm not saying she's a stud. I'm saying she's a stem. She's yeah. definitely a stem.
Definitely. She makes it look so seamless.
Yeah.
It's seamless. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's fucking pretty. Jeez.
Yeah.
Jeez. She's so cute. Okay. She's like so fucking cute. I can't. Okay. Well. The last thing, I guess. I shouldn't sound so sad.
Right. I was about to say, what's happening?
Because I have to set it up this way.
Okay.
Because y'all might be sad, too. Has there ever been a time where you owed somebody some pussy and you were, like, reminded of that? Like in your own self was like, God damn. Like, you ever thought about some shit where you like, wow, not I fumbled the dick. I didn't fumble it. Like, I didn't think I fumbled it. Mm-hmm. I may not have wanted it at the time. But then the person like maybe have done something and you were like, holy shit, I definitely should have gave him some pussy for that. I am sorry. Yeah. Damn. That's wild. Yeah. It's not fumbling the dick.
Right.
It's not fumbling it. But like, maybe he actually deserved it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wow.
That's kind of crazy.
That is crazy.
Y'all been through that before?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, lately. Like lately, that's crazy. I never thought. Dun, 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 dum, 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 dum. That this ass of mine
dum, dum, dum,
would
dum,
be
dum.
This single.
Oh,
in this season dum, of time, dum, 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 dum. You'll never find.
Bloom, 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 bloom.
I should have fucked the man you thought I cheated with.
Bloom, 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 bloom.
I would have felt better
dum, dum.
And not so guilty.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom. I'm just saying boom, that the next time. But yeah, I just. Yeah.
Not I should have fucked the man you thought I cheated with. That's fucking funny. See? Yeah. 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 I'm finna get it in. All right. So. Alright, so, right? Me and an ex, right?
Uh-huh.
We was already on some rocky waters, right? So we kind of on again, off again type shit, right? On one of our on moments, he comes, picks me up from my apartment. I live downtown. It was, you know what I mean? You can't really park for a very long time on that block at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a hazards only type of thing. Like
a drop off.
Yeah, it's like it's a drop off area, right? And then like down the street, they had like maybe an hour parking next to the Aon Center.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, okay, you got an hour over here, but you got this little drop off area right here. So he parks at the drop off, puts on his hazards. I go upstairs, right? He comes upstairs with me to my apartment. I had a roommate at the time. Keep in mind, I had three roommates.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, I only had one other roommate. Same apartment, but just two people moved out.
Right.
So, all good. Have one roommate. I don't clock her on where she is. She don't clock me on where I'm at. She has friends. I have friends. Separate from each other, some are the same.
Right.
We have some people in our building who we're also cool with. They can also come over. This is just a picture that I'm painting for you guys. Mm-hmm. Okay. We come into my apartment. My on again, off again boyfriend and I go into the apartment. I see no lights on in the living room, kitchen when you just walk in, right? It's mm-hmm. no lights on. I see a light coming from my room. I see a light coming from my roommate's room. At any given moment, my roommate can come into my room. She can borrow anything. She can use my bathroom. Doesn't fucking matter.
Right.
Even though she has her own bathroom, what if she bought a, you know what I mean? What if she got a guest there? And whatever the fuck, all of this is okay. Right. Okay? I'm not like, you can't use my bathroom. I don't give a fuck. So I see my light on, see her light on. I go to her room, I knock to let her know I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
I open the door, nobody's there. So I'm like, oh, she's probably in my room. Close the door, walk over to my room. He's still standing in the living room, like waiting on me to, you know what I mean? All right, so open my room door, you know what I mean? Slowly, like just in case, oh, maybe she was in here or something, da da da. It is one of my neighbors who's in my room at my or sitting on a bed
mm-hmm.
on his computer. Okay.
Is he sitting on your bed or just one of the other beds?
My bed. Like,
oh,
it was, they were pushed together at some point. So
mm-hmm.
he's sitting on one of the beds, basically. Okay. Right. Sitting on like the corner. Just sitting down, just typing on the shit. Oh, hi. All he says, oh, hi. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, shit, you're in here. What's going on? He's like, oh, the fucking Ashley, she had left out. The light had went on, or the light had went off in the living room. And so, you know, she was in there at the time or whatever in her room. So I just came in here because the light was off in here type shit. He was just like, I was just finishing up my shit. He got noisy ass roommates. So he was like, I was just finishing up my shit. Da, da, da. I'm like, oh, okay. By me saying, oh, okay, my nigga brushes past me. He is angered to the umpteenth degree because we just had this regular conversation. I never was like, fuck is you in my room? I was never angry at all. I was just like, okay.
right, because I'm still wondering why he's
upset.
If
y'all know me, y'all know I'm just like, okay.
Right.
Okay. So that angers him. He now is like, you are lying. Y'all fucking type shit. Like, why is this man in your room and you just cool with it? You not mad, whatever. He not even like, let me just, you know what I mean, get up out y'all way type shit. Like, he just, so he was just going to chill here? Like, this what you be doing type stuff? And I'm like, had no idea he was in here.
Right. We just walked in together, dude.
We just came from a date. I wasn't here at all, sir. I came in with you type shit, right?
Right.
So this is not good enough for him, okay? Even that explanation is not good enough for him. He has already brushed past me. He is hovering over said gentleman on the bed, typing away, and he's just like, he puts his computer down like I'm sorry type thing, and he like, nah, you lying. Tell me again, who the fuck are you and why are you in here? He says his name again. No, tell me, who the fuck are you and why are you in here? Proceeds to pick said gentleman up.
Oh, Lord.
By his, like, you know, like you do a baby, like pick up,
mm-hmm.
and then heads over to my 24th floor window.
What the?
As if he is going to throw him out of my 24th floor window, which does open.
Oh my God.
But the way a body would have to fold to get through that, I'm going to get kicked out of this place. You going to jail type shit. Like, I can't even break this window in order for you to try to stuff this nigga through the window. But he is trying to stuff this nigga through the window.
What?
So I am pulling him back like, you got to relax. I don't fucking know this. Like one, I don't even know him like that. Like, he my roommate friend. But on top of that, like, we cool. We go to school together, like, type shit. But
nothing has to be happening.
Not for him to almost die that day because of me. Have I talked to that man ever again? Never again after that. Never again. My partner currently says, you owed that man some pussy. And I said, huh? What? I never even considered that.
Wow.
Even after that, where it's like, I am not even, like, I help him get his shit, you know what I mean? Like, collecting himself type shit. But I still ran after the other guy to try to, like,
assuage his feelings.
Fix, patch up, whatever the fuck insecurity he had going on. But I never considered that when I came back upstairs, I should have fucked that guy. Like, I never considered that.
No.
I felt bad for that guy. And I was like, damn, I don't even remember that guy's name. So I couldn't even, you know what I mean? But damn.
Damn, so we give the pity pussy away to the wrong people.
Even the pity pussy be to the wrong nigga.
That's fucked up.
Isn't that crazy?
That's, oh my God.
Isn't that crazy? How?
Oh, damn. So I guess there was some truth in that. He told me I had pussy mismanagement. That was funny. I didn't know what that meant. But now that we're talking about it.
It's a little pussy mismanagement.
It's a little pussy mismanagement.
You were right on one thing, Pud.
You were right on that. I got to give it to you when it's due, okay? That and the supreme dick.
What's that? Growth.
Growth. Because remember, you can't come for me. I already did it.
Period. All right, so as we end today's episode, we're glad that you stuck around and listened to the whole thing. That's pretty dope of you.
Yeah.
You can definitely go play another one of the episodes that you missed right now, you know, if you'd like to, because we're ending, and unless you want to hear the diddy bop at the end, you know what I mean? I mean, you can always stay for that. I don't plan on saying nothing crazy in between now and then, but, you know, either here nor there. Make sure you're listening to the other episodes. Run them shits up. Share them shits.
Hell yeah.
Keep liking those shits. Comment on them shits. Why? Because I said so. I don't understand what y'all don't do, you know, the instructions well or something. But
I mean, you comment on everything else.
Like, dead ass, I see you. I can see you.
Whole time.
I can see you. And all you got to do is sit here and listen. And what, you mad? You mad we ain't in your face and talking? That I think that's is. Really what it is.
It is. It
I feel
is.
Like y'all mad. Uh-huh. Damn. I'm sorry I made y'all mad.
Yeah, I'm not.
Keep. No, we gotta have visual shit too.
Oh no! So, oh no! Definitely.
So, you know, and we gonna get in their face too.
Oh hell yeah!
We gotta do some live shit. Yes. Summertime is quickly approaching.
Oh my god! Yes.
I know because I can feel it in my fucking throat. Just post nasal drip. Y'all hear me? I ain't never. I'm like, what the fuck? Why? Why am I having a attack of like snot right now? Like, what the fuck?
At least yours is post navel drip. My hip is like, hey, it's getting warm.
Wow.
What? Get your warm hip face
and
ass.
And it feels like rain. That's what's happening. I got that whole hip. I can feel the tingling of the
feel the precipitation.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
They droplets.
Ooh. All right. Well, yeah, make sure y'all also watching all of Single Mom Memoirs, all of the videos that she has put time and energy into creating.
Yes.
So please leave those comments. I know y'all see a lot of other comments from strangers. I know y'all see the strangers, right? So y'all can go ahead and comment on strangers' comments, okay? Y'all can also comment on how we ain't comment back to a stranger comment who said something crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, do that too.
Yes, and make sure y'all please go over to House and Home Goods and give it some love, okay?
Yeah, because I ain't going to put shit on there, okay?
Oh, we ain't doing that?
No, I am. I'm just saying, I ain't putting shit on there until y'all actually go over there and do it.
Oh, yeah, indeed. And while you're at it, please, please, please get your sexual education from Pizza and Porn. You will not only get the information that you need, but you will also get the things that will get you a greater climax inside and outside of the bedroom.
Period. And stop flagging shit.
Please.
Stop flagging shit you don't like.
If you don't like it, just keep moving.
If you don't understand it, read the post. If you don't understand the picture or the video, read the post. This is not one of those like subliminals. I could just do like text over the picture, but it kind of defeats the purpose. Read the post. Mm-hmm. It's good for you. I promise you will climax better with more information on how to get there. I promise you.
Yes.
It's gonna be it. All right. What else?
Make sure you please contribute to the Tatas for TT's fund.
Period.
We are both getting these bodies in order, and you definitely want to see a great set of titties on here. Okay.
I'm just saying.
You want to?
Cause why not? Why not?
Titties make everybody happy.
Why the fuck? Not
young and old.
Why the fuck not? Actually, y'all just been, you know, y'all been getting these bodies, and I understand y'all want the bodies. We want the bodies too. We know we got to maintain the bodies.
Yeah.
So give us money so we can maintain the bodies.
Mm-hmm. So we can show it to you.
Duh. Now, I am still seeking that ping pong table, sir. Whenever you hear this shit, I know you gonna hear this shit because you talking all that shit last week to my homegirl. So
yeah, talking so much shit, but you ain't show up, nigga.
I mean didn't show up for the party. So
man,
I'ma need you to pay because you missed the fucking party.
Yeah.
You gotta pay for the ping pong table.
Uh-huh.
And then maybe you can catch OnlyFans.
Hmm.
You know?
Maybe shmaybe.
Maybe shmaybe. All right, y'all. We out of here.
Just when she thought she wasn't going to say nothing crazy in between that last time and now.
Bet y'all want to get money now.
Bet you can't do it like me. Nope.
All right. Diddy bop of the day.
Diddy bop it is.
Like I said, we going to be playing my homeboy Sherrod Virtuoso's favorite, and I want to hear it, so here it go.
Make sure y'all drinking y'all water,
minding your motherfucking business.
and keeping it motherfucking ratchet.
Baby, am I even your favorite, favorite? Cause I just wanna be your favorite, favorite. Would you tell me if I wasn't your favorite, favorite? Cause I just wanna be your. Send you out around the way. Said you had plans, you was busy today. Declined to share details, so I said okay. Okay, okay, okay. I saw your plans, they had a face. Images in my mind, they won't go away. Does he know you just washed your sheets yesterday? No way. Now I can't imagine how many other guys just like me wonder the same thing. I wonder if I'm even your favorite, favorite. Baby, am I even your favorite, favorite? Cause I just wanna be your favorite, favorite. Would you tell me if I wasn't your favorite, favorite? Cause I just wanna be your. Cause I just wanna be your.
I really just wanna be your favorite.
I just wanna be your.
It's not like that, so you say. Is that the case, or that's just for the day? Or just when we rub and we touch at your place? Okay, 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 okay. Don't wanna disagree and I don't wanna fight. I don't know if it's the truth or not, but it's alright. Cause I ain't gotta be first to be Mr. Tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
You heard me.
But I can only imagine how many other guys just like me. You tell the same thing.
I wonder if I'm even your favorite, favorite. Baby, am I even your favorite, favorite? Cause I just wanna be your favorite, favorite. Would you tell me if I wasn't your favorite, favorite? Cause I just wanna be your. 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 Favorite, favorite. Baby, am I even your favorite, favorite? Cause I just wanna be your favorite, favorite. Would you tell me if I wasn't your favorite, favorite? Cause I just wanna be your.